The following is brought to you courtesy of the No Phony Podcast Network, home of independent awesomeness.
He's an accredited teacher. He's the godfather of extreme, Damian Kane.
I'm going to drink all this Jameson, and I'm going to do whatever I want. That's why I was nervous, man. Welcome back, everybody. Saturday's the Chicken Duck, episode 147. Joining us this week, special guest Dan Rose, Doomsday himself in my presence. I've been nervous about this for a little bit.
Me too.
Hard to sleep last night.
I've been saying no for about a year.
Your website is just about ready. I've been working on I saw the flames.
I saw the flames.
Ryan and Casey joining me as well.
Hello.
How's everybody doing this week?
Good. Back again after my trip to Jamaica.
Oh, are we doing that? You got a great tan.
So how was Jamaica?
Good. Yeah, music was real good.
That was bigger.
Good. Real good.
Have you communicated, as a joke, I mean, jokes aside, rather, have you talked to him? Does he know you're coming?
No.
Oh, you'll wait till you get down there and make sure he's not, like, prison? And you
no,
get,
no,
like,
he's always there.
Lured into some FBI sting
there.
Or something?
No, he's always there. When I go to Jamaica, I've been gone for the last, I think this will be the fourth year. There's a guy there.
We
go, legit?
Yeah.
Going to Jamaica or you just fucking?
Yeah, no, legit. Yeah, yeah.
All right. I thought you just tell people that and go fucking next week. Next week. No. Ah, he's got back to fucking Jamaica. You can pretty much say anything you want and everybody's going to believe it.
No, Government Mule's been playing down there for like, this is their 11th year and this will be the fourth time that I'm gone.
Let it go.
Let it
fucking go.
Finally, somebody with fucking a realist.
And Hot Tune is there this year also. And the guy that everybody gets their weed from, his name is Bigga. He's this big Jamaican dude.
Uh-huh.
And I see him every year. Like, he actually called me one year to see if I was coming. He called me. He's like, I just left New York. I was like, why the fuck didn't you call me when you were in New York?
Right.
So, no, I haven't been in touch with him since the last time I was in Jamaica.
So you're not taking any carts down for him this time?
No.
When are you going now?
The 18th through the 24th.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Need a vacation from getting up at 11?
Fucking rough time flying. He has to get on a plane and fly to a different airport.
Tough gig.
Fucking, there's not 45 minutes of work every day. Although.
Hey, the winter months are my toughest months because we actually have to do the complete designs of the roof.
Did you have to go back to the place that you forgot the one thing that you had to do?
Not yet.
Oh, but you'll have to go back and you'll take care of that. Like,
probably.
The company won't have to, because we're sitting in here and his boss is sitting here like 3 weeks ago and we're talking about how he fucked up and didn't do something he was supposed to do. And he was like, oh, yeah, I guess this is the first time you're hearing about this. And in my head, I'm thinking, Casey, yeah, nice. You work in, like, fucking Texas, and we're in Pennsylvania. So it's not like I'm going to go down the fucking street,
right?
Pick up a bag of peanuts, and hand it off to the guy that needs it.
But like, we always
have to fucking fly to Texas and look at a roof.
But we're always in, like, the same area. Like, there's thousands of Home Depots around the country. So there's always, like, I'll be there close to that one at another time.
Worker of the year. Some things don't change
much.
Amazing.
It's amazing.
So what are you doing with yourself?
I own a pest control company.
I did know that.
We're in 10 years now.
Doing well?
Fucking drive me mad.
How many employees?
Six, two front desk, four technicians.
So four trucks or do you...
They go, four trucks.
Yeah.
Four trucks. And it's...
good luck, man.
Running wide open.
Lot.
It's fucking crazy. We do it all ourselves and rocking and rolling. I have a division in Philly, too.
Wow.
But there's two trucks there or one truck. I don't even fucking know anymore.
Does your brother help you with that?
No.
Or just you?
No, just me.
Awesome, man.
Just me.
I didn't realize it was just you doing that. And how big is the Philly branch?
Small. He does all corporate stuff there.
Okay.
So, easy peasy.
One guy, you just let him go on his own.
There's two guys. We kind of went in partnership. He has a technician as well and two of them.
Very cool.
Basically work. Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, I had a farm in the Dominican Republic, 47 acres, passion fruit. And
what's the pest that you're going there to
just Dan, you gotta make sure you talk right into this. Sorry.
Speak directly into the microphone.
You gotta create a little bit too.
I already tried to move it. The fucking thing's coming out of the goddamn, what the fuck? Let me pull a Freddie Mercury.
It's all here.
Send me Sakura.
It's all just moving. Let me get the drill press out. We'll get you some new holes. That's why I was nervous, man.
So 47 acres in the Dominican Republic. Two dudes, brothers, approached me a couple years ago, and they have this land, and I decided to invest and go with it, and we did watermelon, sweet, or
you own a fucking farm in the Dominican Republic.
Yeah. Thai chili pepper.
I'm trying to fit all this shit together. Why are you doing fucking pest control in the Dominican Republic? You bought investment in a farm in the Dominican Republic.
Yes. So the communication is not so good. Not a third world country. Dude, I fucking went over there and
you went to the place.
So went to the Dominican, so you fly into Santo Domingo, but our place is three and a half hours. I mean, fucking there's five people on one moped, a machete and a baby. It's fucking crazy. One's on the back right. I don't get it. It's fucking crazy.
I went,
but they say I have no fear because they can't touch the Caucasian because it's a big old crime and they get really fucked up if
we went there on our honeymoon.
Really? Fucking kill them, I think
it was.
I think they.
We went there on our honeymoon, and I left the resort, and people thought we were fucking crazy until I got in the cab, and the cab's like, "Yeah, you're not gonna have any fucking problems here."
Yeah.
I got out to go to the ATM, and like it was like fucking Moses parting the Red Sea.
Yeah, absolutely.
They just walked the other way. Yep. I'm like, $300. There you go. I'm going away. So yeah. So
how does this come about? Like, how the hell did
they were they? You know, they're from over there. Uh-huh. They're brothers. They one of the dudes was a maintenance guy at one of the developments that I treat.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he sees my passion, my drive, you know, and running the company. So he approached me one day. Hey, I want to talk to you about something. Listen, next time I want to see you, I want to talk to you about something. You know, how many times I fucking had this, and it's always fucking Amway and the acai berry. Yeah. I had to sit through a fucking meeting one time. My chiropractor got me. I thought, dude wants to invest. It was really early in
ATC.
He
sold fucking water filters for
that.
Like,
was
that
years.
Was me. That's me. They fucking got. That's the only time they ever got me. $5,000 worth of product, they said. You just sit back and let the friends do all the work. Hey, only cost me $5,000 when I'm 18 years old. You know everybody's got $5,000 at 18.
My fucking grandmother bought one of those loser. Fucking
Oh, my God. That was me.
Yeah, that all. Damn.
Nothing but good things. So anyway, so I get roped in. So the acai berry. So anyway, my fucking chiropractor comes to me and he says, "Hey man, I want to talk to you about. I have some buildings and I treat a couple of his buildings for pest control." Then he says, "Let's meet up at Applebee's." So I get to Applebee's and got this folder, and I have a folder because I'm going to present my affordable pest control to a doctor. You know, maybe we can get something else moving here. Again, it was only a year into the company, and he pulls out this fucking thing, and it's a fucking pyramid. I mean, he said it's not a pyramid because when he draws his bubbles, when you draw the bubbles in the shape of a triangle with the bubbles, but there's no lines physically connected. So you just don't draw the lines.
No, it's not a pyramid. It's
not a fucking triangle. They don't touch. It's not a pyramid. It's not a pyramid scam. So I my jaw drops this whole time here. He's giving me a free sample bottle. Great, take this home. You're fucking going to sleep great and your energy is going to be through the roof. No. So I just got fucking loaded. I was drinking those Applebee gallons, you know, those trash cans. I just got fucking. I sat there for a good hour and
tell
a half.
Tell me more. Tell me more.
I was so bad. I
yeah,
actually
I'll have the chicken finger
legit.
Basket, oh, motherfucker.
Fuck it. Make it the shrimp. Yeah, let's get crazy.
Oh,
shit.
Holy shit.
Fuck me. Seriously, the acai berry. Anyway, so back to Dominican. So he's, I want to talk to you next week. So he finally talks to me and actually has a a business to talk about. Uh-huh. It was his dream to always use this land and start it up.
So he already owned the land?
Yep, they already owned the land. So we just had to go there and we had to clear it. And those guys went over two Januaries ago and cleared it. I'm talking bush, fucking thick. And the Haitians with the machetes, legit. For 2 months, we couldn't get a bulldozer because of the red tape.
No shit.
That's all they keep talking about is red tape. Yeah. And one day, I'm going to Google it. I mean, I heard it in school and stuff, but I kind of know what it means. But legit, what red tape is, other than actual red tape. Right. Yeah, yeah.
It just means you need to pay the right people right, as well. Exactly. All that means. Right. How the whole Haitian-Dominican Republic thing is sketchy as shit.
Totally.
I mean, investing in a third world country is a ballsy
I know, move. But I saw fucking, you know, you see that. That, you know, one day it's going to sell. Absolutely.
Dog and pony show.
You know that. You know that.
So, Casey, do you want to invest in this farm? Yeah, right.
So,
brings me to my next question. Do you have a pen?
So, I'm all paid back and everything, you know, so as far as that. But as far as, like, that light you saw, can let's get rid of pest control companies, let's sell everything and just live and collect money through my acai berry.
Right.
You know? So, sorry, I'm not talking into the microphone.
You're talking loud enough to. It'll be all right.
Am I loud?
No, right. It's fine.
Okay.
So, where do they sell the product then, or what? How does that?
What they
how
do
does
is
it all
they
work?
Have trucks. They're already hooked up with trucks. They're already hooked up. While we're growing it, they have people that come. We have an agriculture engineer on staff. While we're growing it, they go off and basically sell it to. Whoever.
So it stays on the island?
They check it out.
Or does it come?
Right now, it's right on the island. It's not being exported.
What does it say was there? Watermelon?
It was water. Original plan was passion fruit, but that we needed money income now. So we did a shorter term one, which was watermelon, Thai chili pepper, some kind of Dominican squash. I can't remember what it's called. Hmm. So
nice.
That's it, man. But I'm going to buy out of it because the communication sucks. They shut down like the electric, like 5 o'clock every day.
The whole
air conditioning.
Island is peculiar, man.
Seriously.
We flew into it. It was like one road of whatever you call the airport, like where the planes land, runways.
Yeah.
One. Wherever we landed in, one. I'm like, okay, we're here. And like we got out, there must have been 600 dudes fighting to drive the 1,000 people back to the you know, hotels. It was a scary thing. Like they told us, like, don't leave the hotel or don't leave the resort. Well, fuck you. I'm gonna drink all this Jameson and I'm gonna do whatever I want.
It only makes sense.
And that's what I did.
Oh, shit.
Truth be told, if they'd never mind. I don't want to say what I want to say. I'd rather not implicate myself in any further crimes. So that's good though. I mean, pest control is something that's not going anywhere. So I just
exactly. So I'm going to buy out of Philly. I'm going to buy out of Dominican because the communication sucks, and even the communication with my dude in Philly sucks. Great dudes, all great partners, but I'm just going to basically get my money back. Or
do you
get
still
any
gear
kind of
up and go out? Do you still go to work every day?
Uh huh.
Yeah. Yep. Not in the office. Like, do you go out?
I go out and I treat because I think that makes me a better boss when I'm in the trenches as well. Sure. So that's just I can sit at home fucking you know, playing PlayStation. You do this, do this, you know, so at least if I'm out there.
Where do you find help?
Gotten lucky, man. I have gotten lucky. So
it's where we can't. That's the only reason I'm saying it. We were talking last week about, I went to a job fair and it's just brutal. Like I wasn't looking for work.
What are you doing now? I'm not a Johnny and Huns anymore. It's the last time I saw you. 1986.
Project manager for Overhead Door. So.
Okay.
Like commercial construction stuff.
Gotcha.
Is what it's relatable to. But I'm trying to help get some technicians. We have no service guys.
Yeah.
That nobody's coming out of school or coming off the streets that's willing or ready to work.
Well, they want to be paid.
Right.
I want to be paid, but I don't want
to. They
want to
be paid.
I don't want to fucking do nothing.
Yeah, they don't want to do anything.
No, of course not.
Pay.
No. Kidding me? Pay me. You owe me. You owe me.
You should have showed up to work, and then we would pay you.
That's what I get.
You didn't even bother showing up.
No. Why show up?
Unbelievable.
Why show up?
You have guys that'll get hired and they won't go take their piss test. That's how fucking lazy they are. Like how?
Well, they can't.
Well, but they
there's a reason for that.
We've had guys certain people have failed that one thing. You know, if you come up positive for pot today,
yeah,
it's a lot different than 5-10 years ago coming up for, like, if you're fucking, you know, freebasing in the bathroom.
Yeah, right.
Story, but like, you know, we get the results. It's not like the test results just come back like he's a fucking druggie. Don't let him in. You know,
right.
But like, I don't know. It's just crazy to me. And then you get a guy for like a month, and then he ends up like stealing from your fucking. We used to. We don't anymore. For like 2 years, we had one of those like candy things.
Yeah.
Right?
You drop 50 cents in
the
fucking
like mints.
Yeah.
The honor system.
Chips. Yeah. Mint and cookies.
I love
like
the honor system.
Famous Amos, like a bag of Famous Amos cookies. You jam a whole dollar in there.
Yeah.
It was like it sat right outside of my office. I used to look at it all the time.
Watch it diminish. There's all the fucking Reese's.
Yeah, we had to get rid of it because somebody asshole was just not paying for it. So the and then the lady that come
bag.
In.
I thought that.
You mean this stuff's not free?
I thought it was donation. If you wish.
Then of course
your donation.
I'm like the fucking puppy in the window. This lady comes into the office to collect and like looks at me. Looks back at her envelope, looks back at me.
You owe me $15.
Hey, fatso. I know it was you. So I walk over there begrudgingly with 11 fucking ones. Here's the last of my money.
I can see the Fritos oozing out of the back of your neck.
Now I can't have my McDouble today. Thanks a lot. Here's my last $1 bill.
Oh my God.
So now we don't have the candy thing anymore.
They took it away.
Yep, we stopped. Yeah.
Yeah, they're stealing.
We stopped asking
right.
for it.
Oh my God.
I mean, we used to get sodas in the fridge.
Thank you.
I did what?
Ooh, who keeps stacking the Doritos? Oh my God, I'm fucking hungover. I fucking went to that Flyers game yesterday with Cotton.
Oh yeah, how was it?
Good. Drank a case of White Claws on the way down.
They are. Nothing is refreshing.
As well.
Couple road sodas never hurt anybody.
Dippity dips. Hoosker news. Hoosker notes.
Can we talk about the Who?
I assumed that was going to be first. That's the only thing I had planned for today.
The only thing we have to talk about.
We've talked about it before.
Oh, really?
You know about the Who story?
It was brought up once.
But you've never been here for it.
Yeah. So. Who wants to start?
So we were all on mushrooms driving down to New Jersey.
This is a good start.
You got to pause for a second. I'm the elder of the group, and I'm thinking I'm the man all the time at this point in my life. I'm going to hold the tickets. These fucking assholes are not holding the tickets. I got the tickets in my hand. I put them in my fanny pack. Zip. All set. Now we're off to the shrooming.
And we're shrooming.
Okay. And I'm pretty sure
drunk.
We were drinking.
Oh, yeah.
The entire ride.
Yes, the cops drank. How do we get back on I-95?
I remember that.
Yeah, I had a beer in between my legs.
Sorry, we're definitely jumping
too
far.
The worst thing of the whole situation is that he's fucking driving the vehicle. Like, I still don't even understand how that happened. But you, me, Danny, who was the
Shane
fourth?
Rowe.
Shane. Yeah.
Shane.
Was the fourth.
That's
yeah.
Right.
So we get down to...
No.
No.
Not as of this taping.
Right.
I'll check Facebook here in a little bit, but I don't think so. So we got down to the parking lot, and we get out, and...
Almost immediately.
Yeah, you realize it pretty quick.
Well, the thing is, the cars...
Everybody get back in.
The way this parking lot was, the cars were filing in. So the second, we're parked in, and I got them out. So the week after this Who concert, I also have tickets for the Orioles and the Mariners. Okay, guys, you're on your own from here. I pull out 4 fucking Oriole and Mariners tickets.
Oh,
we're in Jersey. We're parking at the Tweeter Center. I know what it is now. Cambodian Center.
I don't call it the Tweeter Center.
Me too.
I honestly don't know that I've been back there since.
No, well, why would you? Such a hell of an experience that time. So I pull out 4 fucking Mariner Orioles tickets.
The wrong tickets.
Panic sets in.
Back in the car.
It wasn't panic. I wasn't panicked. It
was a long ride back.
It was defeat.
Like, I knew I could. Awfully awkward, quiet ride for me.
So, yeah. So we're leaving the parking lot. I have a beer in between my legs, and I ask a police officer how we get back on the 95, and he's like, He told us how to get back.
He did.
But
yeah, because your fucking pupils were probably rattling around in your fucking skull.
Let's just get this fucker out of Jersey.
But yeah, not one person said a word to each other the entire ride home.
I remember just looking out that fucking window in the back. I can imagine there's probably still fingernail marks on the fucking handwriting. Like, just get me the fuck out of here.
And
you guys went back.
Yeah, well,
no.
Yeah, Shane and I went back. So before we even got to my house,
I know.
We were like less than two blocks from my house. Do you remember this?
Absolutely.
And I had to pee so bad.
I thought it was him.
No,
I do remember it.
But. And I was driving, so I was like, fuck it, I got to stop. And like two blocks from my house, I stopped and pissed on the side of the road, like on a residential street, you know?
Just got to go.
And yeah, so we get back to the lot. They go their separate ways. Did we have to follow you back? I don't. That,
yeah,
that's the part.
Yeah, the house.
Well, he didn't. You live in you, Casey's
was that,
building.
Was I still living
Casey,
down there?
Because we dropped you off, and you go, "I'm not coming back, Clem."
Yeah.
All right. So we had to go back to my house.
Yes. To
get the tickets,
tickets.
And I opened, and I knew they're right in this little table, right inside the door. I opened the door, grabbed the four tickets, and said, "I ain't going neither." Click. I shut the door. Pull the JA. The fuck out of Dodge.
Yeah, and Shane and I went back, and I gave your two tickets away to, I think, homeless guys.
There you go.
So
awesome.
Yeah, I think we got back for like three songs of The Who.
Good.
Yeah. So.
All the encore.
Yeah. Yep, good time. That's The Who story.
That's the Who story. All me.
Oh, I can't imagine getting down
one.
There.
It's a good one. It's a good. Listen, if I would have never done that, we wouldn't have that story.
I know, man. I
what
be
year
honest.
Was that?
It's definitely,
you know?
One of my favorite stories.
Seriously,
to retell.
It's been at least 20 years.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, because.
I was fucking high school.
Entwistle was still alive.
Yeah. It was the year he died.
No, it was, I think, a year or two before he died. Because I don't know if it was you and I or whatever, but I saw them then on the tour that he died. Because he died like the day or so before. They were supposed to start their tour in. They always
probably
start in.
You and
Shane
probably did a fucking photo shoot with him, and he fucking. That was that. It's like the captain, colonel. It's like the colonel.
There was a. I don't know how many.
Casey
of
had a fucking hit streak for like 2 years. Every time he went to see somebody live, they dropped dead. Tom Petty, the colonel.
The Colonel, Bruce Hampton, Adam West.
Adam West. Anybody. Nobody's safe, so.
Great.
I hope you're in good health.
The curse is over.
After yesterday.
I've seen a lot of people since then.
I got the meat sweats.
We just talked about the meat sweats on the last episode.
No way.
I had some cheese tortellini.
I can smell it.
Last week, for you can smell it from last week.
Start to
2 weeks ago, actually.
Oh my God!
So tell me about Chicken Duck. How did this come? How many episodes? 147.
Yeah.
And how long is 147 episodes take?
We're over 3 years now.
Over 3 years.
Yeah.
We do like one a week. There was a couple weeks where we don't shoot. Like he's going away and stuff like that. We recently started getting like business owners and local buddies and shit like that on. Started doing video a couple months ago.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I went to see.
It's in my basement, so it's easy
for
me.
It's great. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's about the level of commitment that I'm looking for in life. Like, if there was a hole in the floor and I could just fucking fall right
talk,
into this shit.
Talk through the hole.
Yeah, that'd be better.
These cords are long enough.
They are. I mean, sit up there with headphones
and fucking.
We could
put one right through the floor.
And they're removable.
Take it right out.
Oh man. So before you started the pest control business, you were what, doing dental work?
I was a finance guy for I was finance guy for dentistry.
You were a dental hygienist though for
No, I was a dental assistant when I first got out of the army. I was a dental assistant for a couple years. Then I went into bartending and wrestling. for a few 11 years, yeah. and then back into financing dentistry. So, jack of all trade.
Yeah.
You're not wrestling at all anymore, right?
No. 07.
Really? That long? 13 years.
96 to 07. Woo! 11 years. Yep. 11 freaking years.
07.
96 to 2006.
You wrestled for 11 years.
I wrestled for 11
years. Yeah, I was trying to. It's been 13 since you.
Oh, yeah.
13 since you wrestled.
Really? Is that long?
Well, that's the math.
That's
just
the math. Yeah. Pretty good. Pretty good.
When you said 11, I was like, no, that's
no, it's 13.
No, I'm sure. I checked it. You still keep in touch with all your buddies?
Which ones? The wrestlers?
Yeah.
We have a wrestler's weekend actually twice a year, and we do one in January. We do one in July, and this one is actually next week, and it's in Lake Harmony.
Oh, nice.
So it's just six of us get together, seven of us.
Just get shitty and retell.
That's it. Yeah. We bring a VHS. I'm in charge this year.
Watch old Cheek highlights.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Last year was David Sammartino and Sonny.
Sonny
the manager.
Yeah.
Like she did porn.
Uh-huh.
And so Dirty Deeds puts together this montage of old school wrestling in the middle of this is her little porn skit and then back into it. It was only one tape we had, so the whole 4 days of rewinding this thing.
Yeah,
it was great. It was like David Sammartino, one of the great wrestlers, you know. Deeds. Oh, watch this one. You gotta watch this belly to belly. You guys fucking love each other. They love wrestling. Cotton loves wrestling. Deeds loves wrestling.
Really?
Hey, just a big old
How's
fucking.
He doing?
He's doing great.
Yeah?
Yeah. So it's RC, me, Deeds, Cotton, Paulie, Dino Devine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about him the other day.
So he comes up from Maryland and he goes from New York. Usually we do Lake Harmony in the winter and Lake Wallenpaupack in the summer.
Oh, nice.
So twice a year we all get together. I see Paulie here and there, but and Cotton yesterday. So this Thursday, hopefully my Airbnb, everything went well because it's on me.
I see you still follow the sport pretty closely, though.
Wrestling?
Yeah.
Yeah, just because my kids.
Kids, right? Yep, yeah.
Yeah,
and you have twins.
I have twins, 11-year-old.
About that
11-year-old twins, yes. I don't do anything easy. I'm going to send them to the fucking Dominican.
You work on the farm.
See, exactly.
No, watermelons this week, assholes.
I said, shut the fuck up.
Got you something real nice.
I don't know how to sharpen a machete.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. That's fucking so, you, out of high school, you went in the Army?
Out of high school, went in the Army. It's been 3 years there.
3 years?
3 years.
Where at?
It started in Fort Jackson, South Carolina. Then I went to, that was for boot camp, then to Fort Sill, Oklahoma for my school, which is artillery. And then spent my whole time in the very, very tough place of Colorado Springs. It was very tough to spend my duration in Colorado Springs.
Blow shit up.
I didn't go to Korea. People are in Korea. You know, you know, they're going to Louisiana, Fort Polk, Louisiana. And they're in a fucking swamp. It's 1,000 degrees.
Yeah.
And
you get to eat mosquitoes for the after.
Exactly. Me, I'm in fucking Colorado. So Colorado Springs then also has Fort Carson, Colorado. Has Peterson Air Force Base and the Air Force Academy.
Oh,
so
Jesus Christ.
It was just fucking.
It's like the Boston of the military.
Beautiful. It was beautiful. Beautiful.
That's great.
Yeah.
So after that, you decided to get into wrestling?
Well, I always wanted to be a wrestler since the fifth grade. So I decided after I got out of the Army, I tried to use my GI Bill for wrestling school. Well, Body Slams Arena was not an accredited, sanctioned university.
You're going to need to talk to their registrar about that.
I thought, fuck you, Clinton. Bill.
Oh, you better be careful these days.
No,
that's suicide.
That's how you end up disappearing.
Shit. So I tried to use my GI Bill for that. It didn't work. So I was like, he's an accredited teacher. He's the godfather of extreme Damian Kane.
PhD.
Certification. PhD. What else you need? He wears fucking fingerless gloves with the knuckle gimmicks. Serious. The fuck out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. So after wrestling, I wrestled for quite a while.
11 years.
11
you
years.
You were like the man around here, right?
I was.
How many titles did you hold?
I don't know. 26? No, it was 26.
Never, yeah, yeah.
It was
I knew you.
I don't know. I thought that was a fictitious, over embellished number. Yep. Nope. 26.
26. That's heavyweight and tag team.
Sure.
No, like when you
hardcore, you know, Campbell soup cans. You know, your belts always look like Campbell soup cans in a fucking
indies. One over there. Somewhere. Oh, it's on the light over there.
On the light.
It's the just say November champion. We did a gimmick.
The person who's won it both times isn't in this room right now.
It was a step challenge for the month of November where you couldn't drink or do any drugs during the month of November. And
out. 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm out.
It's the first.
It's fucking done, man.
It's 12:06.
I had been up for 7 fucking minutes the first day of the class or the tournament. I was like, I'm already out, dude.
The honor system. I didn't do anything.
He texted me the, what was it? The Kramer.
Yeah, of course, yeah. I'm out. I'm out. He fucking looking out the window. Oh, this could be the easiest money I ever earned. Never saw it. I don't know any Seinfeld.
Oh my!
That is so much Seinfeld.
No, when independent shows were in our area and stuff, like you were always the guy that they would have like the legends or what they call now wrestle.
That's called main eventing. I know. Wasn't your forte. I know. Sorry.
I was usually the opener.
Curtain jerker. Let's go. Who's starting off the show? Let's get this card fired up. Riding that train. I am cocaine. Here comes fucking dipshit. Fucking hair braided, bleach blonde.
No fucking, like, it's 7 great. Holes in his pants, each leg of his pants.
I still have those
And
pants.
You wore that.
That's shocking.
You wore your ring jacket, but it was just a t-shirt. A tie-dye t-shirt. Cut out of it. I was like, they got it like a ring jacket.
So good.
So good. Oh, man.
So, out of your 11 years, who's like some of the favorite guys that you worked?
Favorite guys?
The older guys.
Oh, as far as the legends, those guys, they were all crowbars. They all just beat the shit out of me.
Really?
They're heavy handed. You know, it's old school. Nikolai Volkov, George Animal Steel, Snuka. They just beat on you and fucking beat on you. You give something back, but. Fucking at Georgie Animal before
guys,
the match, he
I
goes.
I can't imagine these guys feel a whole lot.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, no, like,
they've been getting abused their entire life.
Like. And George, first thing when I meet him, Georgie Animal Steel, and he says, "Don't step on my shit bag, brother." Wrestle me with a colostomy bag, right up his old deal. He had it spread on his shorts, pull up the tight pair of shorts, and up with the gimmicks, and off to the races. Don't step on my shit bag, brother.
Words to live by.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Still my motto.
I think I remember that. I remember that song.
See my kid's room. Written. You know,
don't step on my shit bag.
I took off the world is your oyster.
Don't step on my shit bag.
Exactly. Brother. Oh, oh man.
How about tell us the King Kong Bundy story.
All
you
right.
Wrestled King Kong Bundy?
Yes, I wrestled King Kong Bundy a couple times, but the first time, I was probably about a year and a half into business, and he says, "What are your credentials, kid?" I was like, I fought Georgie Animal Steel. He let you work with him? All right, fine. So then you get in the ring, and we do the whole thing where you shoulder tackle. He does that fucking sell. Hit the other rope, shoulder tackle, nothing. Shoulder tackle, bumps. So I say... Stay there, brother. So I hop up on a second turnbuckle. Just gonna come off with a little elbow across the belly welly. So I come down with the elbow across the belly, but my knee crushes his skull.
Oh my god.
Crushes his face. He just pops right up, puts me in the corner, punches me in the face.
Beats the ever loving shit
across,
out of you.
Sends me across. I'm the champion there, of course. So I'm the champion there and in the Mideastern Wrestling Federation, and the finish is because he's not going to be, oh man, I'm going to talk about the finish. I know the finish ahead of time. Sorry, folks out there. Oh, yeah, wrestling's real.
Spoiler alert. It's all right. I'll put the spoiler alert right, out please, there. Yeah. Please, this was, what, 14, 18 years ago?
Yeah, yeah. So he says,
in case you have this match queued up next.
So we put
spoiler alert.
The finish is calling the back. Basically, somehow he gets DQ'd because he's not coming back next month. I need to remain champion when you.
Now, he is approximately how old at this point?
104.
Yeah, like ancient as shit, right?
Yeah, but he was.
But like,
he was really young when 55? he was in the WWF.
He's in his fucking 50s.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Jumping around, time, yeah. Dude, I'm 38. If I fucking jumped, like if somebody jumped off of a fucking rope and landed on me and kicked me in the face, my first reaction wouldn't be to get up and throw you into a corner and beat on you. I'd be running, probably to get a fucking wad of like paper towels and clean the blood off my nose and catch my breath. I'm in the epitome of my, I'm in the prime of my shape right now.
I was gonna mention it when I came down.
I got the watch.
You been training?
Oh,
hey, fucking!
I'm getting into fighting shape.
Fucking
one day at a time, buddy.
Fighting death.
Start to get
oh, Jesus Christ!
Oh,
heck!
Oh my God!
So anyway, so the finish is I'm going to pull the ref in the middle while Bundy comes and gives me an avalanche. Ref DQs me. So I get disqualified. Don't lose my belt. Bundy wins the match. Hey, hey, everybody's happy. The big good guy fucking won. So he just punched me in the face. He sent me across fucking avalanche, which wasn't called at all. Right back across, avalanche, back across, avalanche, back across. Finally, the ref fucking comes like an inch behind him, fucking like 9 steps out to grab him. Get in here. We're taking this home. So then I get in the back in the locker room. And here's where the story really starts. And I get in the locker room and he's sitting there and I said, hey, Chris, sorry. He goes, Danny, fuck. If you can't, fuck. I've been in the ring with Diesel, Hogan, Andre. I've never had a tater this bad. Fuck.
What's a tater?
When you punch somebody in a fucking melon and you get a tater.
Oh, okay. Just like a fucking big
guy. Yeah, you're right. Never been tater like this. Fuck, Danny, fuck. That's all he kept saying. And then he called me El Cemento for about 10 years. So, and then we wound up wrestling about 2 years later, and I thought, I'm definitely getting a receipt here. So we went in there, and we circled. So we have a match called, and we're fine. He's Mr. Comedian, so... we get back in there, we get in the ring, and we have a whole match called out. And as soon as we get in there, he goes, we're circling, and this ring is white. It's a white canvas, but just dirt and blood everywhere. He goes, I'm not in the ring. We're circling. He goes, I'm not bumping on this. Let's go right into my heat. I thought, fuck, I'm going to get killed. But he was good. He was light. I thought I'm going to get killed, but he was light, and all went well.
That's good.
Yeah.
So who are some of the other guys that you worked?
Honky Tonk was my favorite because he was probably the most current of the old-timers that I fought. So Honky was great. Backlund, crazy, nuttier.
No shit.
Twice,
really,
two nights in a row.
Really, but he is crazy. Like,
crazy.
Just look fucking mental. All
right, let me give you the Bob Backlund story then.
That's what I signed up for.
So he says, so we're in the back, and he goes, hey, Danny, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? Okay. Are you the baby face? You're heel here. Okay. Yeah. He'd leave. He'd do his fucking duck walks.
So he's like, it's not a character?
No, not real. There's nothing I fucking got.
I was always fascinated by that.
Hey, Danny, okay, here's what we'll do. Okay, what we'll do is we'll lock up, and I'll take the head, okay? Or maybe you'll take the head, okay? And he'd leave. Now I go over to Backlund later, and I say, Bob, what would you like to do? I go, listen, we'll start off, maybe I'll do an overhand wrist lock. Or maybe you'll do an overhand wrist lock. Okay. So he leaves. So now he comes up to me and he says, hey, listen, the finish, I'm going to put you over. I was like, wow. I'm fucking. He goes, I want you to go over me clean because the crowd, I'm a heel. So he's a heel, I mean. Right. So the crowd's really going to like the fact that he loses and he loses to the smaller guy, you know, the non-successful guy. The guy who wasn't the world heavyweight champion at one time. So, he just says, the finish will be a schoolboy. Okay. So it's schoolboy roll up. It's just when you go behind somebody, you know it. Schoolboy roll up. Just go behind somebody, roll them up. 1, 2, 3. So, my music hits. And I still don't know anything. His music hits. And he's out there. And this is what he's doing, his bad guy stuff with the whole bow tie. And he's running for president.
Yeah.
Kids in the crowd are sitting up straight. You know?
I'm telling you, man. I remember that. Like, I was just like, man, he's fucking whacked. Just why he always had that crazy eye look on.
Yeah, it's got crazy eye. So I'm in the ring. He spends about 15 minutes, legit, before I'm standing in the ring like a jackass.
I was there for this.
Like a jackass. And Bob's walking around still in a suit and tie and making people sit up straight and don't laugh and, you know, be presentable. Why aren't you wearing a suit and that kind of shit, you know? And so I hopped out of the ring, went into the second row and sang The Gambler. Just, I had nothing else to do. So I know the whole song to The Gambler because I performed it in the talent show and my junior year of high school with a sombrero and Garfield slippers and a Hawaiian shirt.
At the talent show, not in the ring.
Correct.
Not, right, okay.
Correct. So Bob finally gets back in the ring, and we're circling. We're circling. I still don't know what the hell's going on. We're circling, and he goes, shake my, in the ring. He goes, shake my hand. Gets across approval. Gets across approval. So I'm supposed to be the good guy. I'm the good guy that goes, shake my hand. Gets across the pool. Gets across the pool. That's what I'm getting. That's what I'm dealing with. Fuck a main event.
Did he think? Did he think that this is your first time? Like,
no, he's just being a dick. He's just feeling out his crowd, and he's doing what he wants to do. He's already paid, and
my God,
everything's paid. This dude got paid. Fucking, I don't know. Paid like, I don't know, $1,200, $1,500, whatever, to bring him in, plus hotel, plus airfare. And so here's gonna be. But here's the fun part. Is he says, shake my hand, get the crowd's approval, get the crowd's approval. Shake my hand when I turn around. Shake my hand when I turn around. Shake my hand when I turn around, schoolboy.
He turns
right
and
now.
He turns
and get the fuck out of here right now.
1, 2, 3, that's it. Pin me, pay me. Adios, muchachos. Bad crew spent all that money on these fucking guys. Oh, but you guys are going to have Paulie in March, so bring up the Bob. Bring up Bob Backlund when Paulie's here in March. Because that's about that payday. So Paulie hates the business. You're going to love his interview.
Really?
I'm sure it's going to be great. He hates wrestling.
Really?
Hates it. He's going to use your platform. Millions. And
I, $1,200. They pay.
I would say maybe it was a grand. Maybe it was 15.
Whatever it was.
I don't know. Plus airfare and hotel.
He writes his own. I mean, he writes his own.
You go 15 minutes, you know? That's all we need out of you.
Most of that, though, admittedly, was him walking around charging the crowd.
100%. Yeah. And didn't touch me once.
So, like, he didn't even break a sweat.
No. No.
The check's still wet.
Yeah.
He's fucking
I can't believe he took his suit off. Well,
that's beautiful.
Yeah. So, I wrestled him 2 nights in a row. So, next night, I got him in York.
Right.
And I'm a champion down there, too. Thank you. So. We go down there. He's stretching. Hey, it was good last night. It was good last night. Does crowd react to you the way they do down there, or the way they do up there? I said, yes, they don't at all. So he fucking says, oh, let's just do the same thing we did last night. It'll be great, great. Okay, okay, okay. It'll be great. Okay, okay. Great. We go out there and do 15 minutes worth of fucking work. He worked me the whole time.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Lock up. Take the head. Jump over. Tackle. Hip toss. Leapfrog. Clothesline. What the fuck? I thought I was just going to schoolboy. I didn't even put on my underwear. Yeah. I didn't have my singlet underneath. It's got my shirt tucked in. Fucking. Oh man. I need to lace up my boots. Oh, my God. Oh shit. This is it.
Are you okay?
I think this is it.
Did you just throw up in your mouth? What's going on?
No, that good.
Okay.
I coughed. I fucking coughed too hard, and I fucking was gonna throw up. I'm good.
Your head looked like a fucking tomato.
Yeah. Seriously.
Seriously.
There we go. I was laughing too fucking hard at your story, and I coughed, and now I'm good.
All right.
You almost killed Jimmy. I went down here once from laughing too hard.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That was before the camera started, though.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah. No, I wish it would have been on camera. So it would have been good.
If I laugh or cough too hard, my fucking whoop.
Yeah, I just saw it. You were out. You were standing up with the lights out. You were. Nobody was.
You should have done an avalanche on me. Tell me. My apologies. Sorry about that.
Jesus, that shut everything down there for a couple of seconds. You okay?
I'm good.
All right.
Yeah. Jesus. Is my color back?
Yeah. Sort of. Yeah.
Here's a pinkish hue.
Phew. So what made you decide to get out of the wrestling business then? Just too much.
It was gay. I mean, really, I mean, seriously, I'm a grown man and I'm out there pretending to be hurt, pretending to be punched.
But you're getting your head kicked in also. I mean, there's
moments but I'm still but for the lack of better, I'm pretending.
Right.
You know, so I think I'm done pretending now.
Yeah.
So I didn't even tell anybody I was done. I even won the tag straps that night. Didn't tell them. Because I wanted to win the belts. I didn't tell them. I didn't even tell them. I just never went back.
Out on top.
Ever. Just, of course. I don't leave the way those other guys do.
You still have the belts?
No, they don't give them to you. They keep their Campbell soup cans.
Never went back.
Just didn't go back. Never. Just stopped.
You never had like a retirement match or anything?
Nothing. No tour, no announcement, no nothing. Just stopped. You don't really retire from something you get fucking $20 once a month for, you know, or $80 once a month.
Yeah, your pension. What's your pension look like?
Exactly.
You did it for 11 years.
Yeah. Though, I mean, Maryland Championship Wrestling sent me a check once. It sent me a 1099. One time. I think I made like $87.
Cash. They paid you in cash every show.
Right. Sent me a 1099. I think we're good here. I don't think the IRS is going to come right
Donnie,
after me
who
for
the
that
fuck
one.
Is Donnie Rose. Right? I don't know who the fuck Donnie Rose is.
Oh, shit.
What were you going to ask me?
I don't remember.
It's in there.
Yeah, there's something rattling around up there, but I got a lot going on today.
Oh, man. So then what made you decide to get into the pest control?
Money. I mean, I just saw the profit margins and how they were. We're talking with a buddy of mine who was an Ehrlich guy and kind of just learned the margins a little bit and thought I just knew I wanted to go blue collar and own my own company. Didn't know what to do, where to go, and thought about black top ceiling at one point, but you know, the trucks and
it gets everything. Hot, buddy.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. And you got to do it at a McDonald's parking lot. You're doing it at midnight, so you know, or right. You know, whenever
they tell you to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All night long, so no thanks.
Do you do a lot of residential stuff?
I do almost all residential.
Really?
Yeah. It's the majority of my business. When Philly is all corporate.
Right. I figured.
Part, but yeah, it's nice.
So is one of your trucks, you said you have how many trucks? Four?
Four.
Is one of them the one in Philly, or is that something completely
That's
separate?
That's completely separate. Okay. Whole separate LLC. I still call Affordable Pest Control USA of the greater Philadelphia area.
Okay.
So the LLC is this for
sure.
Yeah, this one's just Affordable Pest Control.
And that's all just like Berks County or
yeah, Berks, area? Berks. But some of the places that I have buildings here have one in Hatfield or one in Lebanon, and I don't want them to go get somebody else. So I just suck it up and do those. Well, I don't anymore.
Your employees.
Yes.
So you try to stay.
Right. But at first, I did all of those because I didn't want to. I wanted them. If I'm going to pay them, I want to pay them an hour on the road and an hour back.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how much they hated, like, probably still do, or driving to Lebanon or Lancaster. And I'm like,
getting paid for it, buddy.
Switch your music on.
Yeah. Turn on Saturdays with Chicken Duck.
Drive to Lancaster every day. There's a lot of worse places to be going. You know?
Absolutely.
It's a straight shot, 222.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah, when I worked in Allentown, and they would send me to go up there, and they'd send me to different dealerships. Sure. Most of my day was all driving.
Yeah.
Turn radio on.
This asshole fucking...
Yeah, flyer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
How often do you do that? How often do you go?
Monday through Thursday.
You're always in Texas, Monday through Thursday?
No. All over I've started February 13th will be 4 years, I think, right? And I've been to 28 states.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so it's all over the country. Yeah.
Cool.
Yep.
How'd you land that?
I put my resume on ZipRecruiter.
That's it?
Yeah, and they called me within the week.
How badly did you lie on it?
I didn't lie at all.
We had to shave him. The hose.
I didn't lie at all. And
we had to get some pants that didn't have corduroy patches on them, you know.
Whose address did you use?
I actually put Jan's name down. They actually called Jan and talked to Jan for a while. Yeah.
Cool. So. How's he doing? You ever heard from him or see him anymore?
My dad does all the time. Okay. Yeah. He's doing okay. He's going through, he had some problems. Yeah. Like, I think he had cancer and stuff.
Oh, wow.
But he's all good now.
How's daddy?
My dad?
Yeah.
He's all right.
Yeah?
Yeah. Still up on the hill.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I was just up there the other day. Pete built a house up there.
Oh, really?
So I went up and did his deal.
Yeah. Yeah, he's all right. He's still up there. Still still my dad.
Still, yeah,
still watching. Still drinking out of the boot.
Oh, my God. Should we get in it? Can we talk
about the boot?
The boot.
What boot?
So we get into his dad's liquor cabinet.
Oh, in the basement,
yeah,
at the bar.
And there was a boot of like bourbon or something, but it had to be like 100 years old. It was in a
It was like, yeah, it was like a just a bottle that was shaped like an army
yeah.
boot.
Yeah.
That had, I think it had like a helmet like on the boot or something.
I think so, yeah.
And I don't know, what was it? I don't even remember.
It was like a bourbon or something, but we just took a few sips of it, I think, is what I remember. But all I know is I had to start work the next day at 7 p.m. I didn't make it. I was throwing up all fucking day.
You brought that shit back, man.
Dude, that absolutely.
Came home.
Oh, yeah. That was on like Leviathan. You know, it's that shit. That, you know what I'm talking about?
There's snake blood exactly. and snake semen involved.
One can only hope.
Oh,
isn't
my God.
Isn't that the start of your, like, didn't you have, like, I forget how many kidney stones after that, right?
I've had 20.
Jesus Christ.
Since 1999.
Since that bottle.
I don't know if it was from that bottle or not. I don't remember. Yeah, but I don't remember. He was just saying it was part of it. But it was around 99. You graduated in 99.
Yeah.
That's when he showed up on my doorstep. Him and Kelly. Show up my doorstep.
That's part of the curse.
We want to be wrestlers.
Hi. I stopped in to see Coach Yoakum, you know, wear my varsity jacket. Out of the army, you know, I'm already graduated, still wearing a varsity jacket to the parties.
Hey, at least you didn't wear it to Kelly's funeral.
Yeah.
Come on, man, they're listening. Oh my God.
Fuck them.
Too soon? No, he was a good kid, man.
Oh no, it doesn't have anything to do with Kelly.
Oh.
It's people that came to his funeral when, like, 3 years ago wearing their varsity jackets.
Awesome.
That's how I'd want to be remembered. Last thing I did.
Yeah.
When I was 18. Yeah.
Go Mules.
20 years ago.
Yeah. So that was the start of my professional wrestling career.
Yeah. Showing up on my doorstep. That blue pickup.
Yeah.
I almost killed you and Kelly. Remember that?
Yeah, coming
I cut him off so badly to get off a ramp that I wasn't expecting. Come to the Trexler Town ramp. And
not familiar with the area at all.
Oh, no. That's right. I was getting off, and he was in the passing lane, and I'm in a regular lane. He's next to a fucking tractor trailer, and I just think, and he doesn't know where he is. There's no GPS at this point in our lives, or internet, or whatever. He just goes, fuck it. And he made the ramp, and I'm telling you, you both should have been, he should have been dead a long time ago.
Oh, my God.
Really, that was a really, that was a close one, bud.
We had some other close calls too. Remember the Tom Brandy?
You were with me. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was like an old WWF wrestler, Sal Sincere, right?
Yeah.
His real name's is that a real name, Tom Brandy?
Tom Brandy, yeah.
And you were doing a double shot, right? I don't think I was wrestling.
No, I was doing a double shot. I wrestled first against Tom Brandy, who was Salvatore Sincere in the WWF and Honky Tonk Man.
Oh wow!
And then we were shooting. That was in Maryland. Then we were shooting New York. To wrestle last against Honky by myself, and Tom was in front of us with, I don't know if he was with Honky in the car or not, but something happened. He had this Dodge Intrepid. It's like, hey, fucking,
all we hear, and they were behind us, and all we hear is the fucking skid, you know, start skidding.
You see this whole fucking thing unfolding. I was like, these guys are gonna. So when we get to the show, he gets out and he goes, I just want to say that I had complete control of that skid. It was so out of fucking whack. Oh my God.
Oh God.
Jesus.
Yeah, he actually passed us. He was that out of control.
Zigging and zagging right
where the fuck does he know where we're going?
Oh man.
So good.
We're still using MapQuest. We're fucking reading.
Yeah, printed directions,
yeah,
all the time.
Fucking right. Little MapQuest. Dial up. I printed out. Took like, what, 6 weeks to print one?
Better not be any traffic. Alternate route's going to take another 3 hours to print out.
You got to go to Jersey first.
Oh, my God.
You got anything for us, Ryan?
What you got, Ryan?
I don't really have much.
You got your nice Saturdays with Chicken Duck shirt on?
I do, and I was worried about the other night I was laughing so hard that I got like a stomach cramp or something. I don't know, just locked up.
Side stitch?
On me. Yeah.
Your stomach locked up on you?
I mean, it like, boom.
So you had a hernia maybe?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Kind of what it sounds like.
Oh, yeah.
locked up.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I was sitting there playing, laughing, and coughing. Next, you know.
Is there like
a doctor's opinion about that? Probably.
I'm okay now. Yeah, one too many. Like somebody hit me with a bat. You know?
One too many manwiches.
Did you? Is it? There's like a bulge coming through your stomach at all? Or?
No, not anymore.
But it was.
Oh. He's good.
Definitely just, was. Right.
You massage the area a little bit. Yeah. It's all set. Doop, doop, doop. Yep.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
exactly. It's like all your anger, you just bury it.
Just keep it inside.
You shove it way down.
Right. Right there.
Big old swallow.
Not ready to come out yet.
It'll come out one day. Don't worry.
Well, you think it's that serious?
Maybe.
Nah.
If it doubled you over.
Oh, it did.
Dr. fucking Jericho here.
Yeah. Just sprinkle a little cocaine on it. It'll be fine.
Is that it? I don't know where to get that. But I'll go to the doctor, see if they got it.
Yeah.
You might have what John has, maybe.
Diverticulitis.
That's work in the right place, then.
Why?
It's where I work.
A diverticulitis office?
The gastro doctors, yeah.
Oh, the gastro doc.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh. Aren't you in, like, coding or billing?
Billing, yeah.
I would schedule an appointment.
Why don't you just get somebody to put some hands on you? Doc! Check out this bubble.
Look at it does. I push here and it pops the fuck out here.
While you're at it, ask him about me passing out while I fucking laugh.
If my head hypothetically turns, looks like a fucking tamaco.
You did it too.
Holy shit. Yeah, but I actually passed out. I was down. You were.
I fucking held it together, man.
Yeah. It was a little scary, though.
Yeah.
I thought you were definitely having a stroke or something.
I thought it was it.
That's it.
I'm good. Unless this is an alternate life.
Yeah. You've died and gone to heaven, brother. This is it.
Oh, I can chip my pants in peace now. That I guess. So that's a positive.
Just let loose.
Oh, shit.
My God. You got anything else, Bubba?
No, man. How about you, Dan? You want any plugs where people can find your company?
No.
No?
I don't really advertise, so there's no really. It's all word of mouth. And,
I don't blame you for not wanting to be associated with this show.
I do. No, I'm good. I do a yellow book. It's affordable pest control. You know, I still do old school Berks Conians, you know? So I do a couple placemats, like at Pike, you know? But really,
yeah, actually, we saw them at
Pike and Shirley's and Johnny and Hunt's, but... That's just because
you frequent those places.
Not really, but I know a lot of people do. So
sure.
A couple little things out there. Plus, they're all friends. I noticed
that as soon as we went to the Pike, it was on the placemat.
Cool. Yeah, but you know, as far as Facebook, I have a Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
I think my last gimmick on there was 2014. Somebody said. I was like, yeah, that's
keep it fresh.
Absolutely, it's right with the flames, baby.
Yeah, I'm gonna update MySpace and Facebook at the same time.
Maybe you can fix him up a website.
I'm actually working on it. It should be finished this afternoon.
This website he started for me when I first started to be a wrestler.
I was still fucking high school. I believe.
I was still living
at my parents because you came over and my grandmother was still over there.
Right,
and we came over to talk about our.
Yeah, and he got these flames that just it was one solid hard line of red with these little things that kind of it might have had a little motion to it. Like
it was animated. They were animated.
It was animated. Yeah,
I wouldn't have wasted your time. I wouldn't have wasted your time if they weren't animated.
4G, man, 4G.
That was dial up.
Did it say Doomsday though? I think it said
Doomsday.
Danny
Rose.
Yeah.
That was it. The blood or the flames.
What else were you looking for? Maybe that's the problem.
Hey, how many pages you want? I don't know. Six? Let's start on the cover.
It'll be ready.
I know it's coming.
It'll be
it's
ready
coming.
By quarter three of 2020.
Well, as soon as you go see the Who, it'll be ready.
They're still touring.
I saw them last year.
Did you?
Yep, saw them at Citizens Bank Park.
How are they? How do they hold up?
Great. They opened up with Tommy, so as long as Tommy's on there.
Sure.
You know, that's my favorite album of all time. So
yeah,
they opened up a half hour. Tommy was great.
Pete and Roger.
Yeah, and that's it.
And don't they have
his name's kids playing the drums, I thought.
Yeah, I know who you mean.
Pete's?
No, it's one of the...
Oh, Zeppelin's?
Yeah, one of Zeppelin's.
Moons, right? Keith Moon's?
Keith Moon's kid, yeah.
It is Moon's. Yep. Okay, he's the
I think.
Who.
I think you're
wrong.
Right, yeah.
Well, Moon's the Who. Who was the...
Oh.
Zeppelin's Bono or Bonham.
Right, that's
whatever.
John Bonham's son. Yeah. That's one of those. Jason Bonham.
Yes.
That's what his name is. So I get the award for the week.
Yes, you do.
All right.
Anything else?
I'm good.
I'm good.
Any other stories you want to tell, man?
No, man. Listen, I don't know how long I went, but
that's all right.
I feel like
that's
I did the majority of the talking.
I almost passed out from laughing.
That's good.
I almost died today, everybody. So better than most shows.
Just so you know, also 3/4 of the way through when I was doing like my championship thumbs up and I give the camera a look. Didn't even see this one at all.
Yeah,
I know, but I didn't even notice it until later. So
that's all right.
You can edit these into my championship. So cool, man. Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate being here, and it took me forever to get here, but it was fun, man. You know,
I'm glad you came, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
I said to Jimmy before we started, this is the show that I've been waiting for.
Really? And I was like, what am I going to talk
about? Out of 147 episodes. Yeah.
I kept saying I'm nervous. I'm not ready with the webpage, and I'm not sure you're going to be ready.
I just knew the Who was coming up. That was all. That's all I knew that was going to be talked about today. So.
Well, thanks again for coming, Dan.
You got it. Thanks for
having me. Who's coming next week?
Jen Keller?
Really?
I think. Yeah.
Huh. Hope she brings some food.
Jen Keller Madden.
You're good.
Yeah, I think it'll be No. She works for Sweet Street.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I should
cancel. Want some pretzels?
No. Maybe I should cancel her appearance.
Why? Because I'm doing so good.
Yeah.
Off. It's been emotional.
Goodbye.
Well, they tell me of a pie in the sky waiting for me when I die. But between the day you're born and when you die, they never even seem to hear you cry. So as sure as the sun will shine, I'm gonna get my share now of what's mine. The harder they come, the harder they fall, one and all. The harder they come, the harder they fall, one and all. Well, the officers are trying to keep me down, trying to drive me underground. And they think that they have got the battle won. I say, forgive them, Lord, they know not what they've done. 'Cause as sure as the sun will shine, I'm gonna get my share now of what's mine. And the harder they come, the harder they fall, one and all. And the harder they come, the harder they fall, one and all. Keep on fighting for the things I want, though I know that when you're dead you can't. But I'd rather be a free man in my grave than living as a puppet or a slave. So as sure as the sun will shine, I'm gonna get my share now. The harder they fall, one and all. And the harder they come, the harder they fall, one and all. And the harder they come, the harder they fall.